sneers at the progress that Kentucky has made is either an absolute ignorant critic or a political demagogue of the worst sort.
Ward's Republican opponent in the gubernatorial race, Glasgow attorney Louis Nunn, was critical of the present Democratic administration's claim of progress.
And old, entrenched political machines with selected hand-picked candidates, subject to the will of the few in power, regardless of what they may say, making the same old empty promises of no taxes, no new taxes, better highways, more blacktop for rural roads, more tourists, more greater industrial development, will not give to Kentucky and its people the ideas and the plans and the programs that will attain for us the destiny that this state rightfully deserves.
Louis Nunn, as the two major candidates were debating at the fair, the Conservative Party candidate, Christian Glanz Jr., was calling them both liberals. He says neither of the two ever seems willing to make a statement for conservatism.
This is WAKY News Watch. You are about to hear the facts. Every Sam's Wolf customer interview is the real thing, nothing phony, funny, or fake.
This is Thomas Luce of 1044 Alta Vista. I recently bought a new Firebird at Sam's Wolf Pontiac.
Mr. Luce, why did you go to Sam's Wolf Pontiac for your new car?
Well, I was very impressed with their dealership, and I was able to save about $500 at Sam's Wolf, and I received a much better deal than I did at other dealerships I visited.
Who sold you your new car?
Corky Lee.
And you got a good deal from Corky?
I really think I did.
Thank you very much, sir.
You have just heard a certified customer interview telling of savings enjoyed by buying from Swope. Now, during the final closeout sale of all 1967 Pontiacs, you have an opportunity to save even more money. Remember, buying from Swope is almost like buying direct from the factory. Sam Swope Pontiac is at 4311 Shelbyville Road in the heart of St. Matthews, where nobody walks away.
Prices slipped on the New York stock market during the day, but were firm at the close. WAKY business editor Ed Gold has that report.
Today's market continued its weak trend and closed down 478 on volume of 8,090,000 shares. The rails were down 101, utilities were down 33 cents.
Ed Gold with the market report. From WAKY Sports Watch, Robert Evans of Louisville has been re-elected president of the World Boxing Association at the group's meeting in Reno, Nevada. Evans received 25 votes to 6 for Dr. Alias Cordova of Panama. California Governor Ronald Reagan is scheduled to be in our city October 14th to speak at a rally for Louis Nunn, the GOP gubernatorial nominee. Reagan's office said the Kentucky appearance is part of a stepped-up out-of-state speaking schedule for the Republican governor. A California man has been arrested on the complaint of actress Hedy Lamarr that he attacked her at gunpoint. Police picked up 40-year-old Donald Blythe of El Monte after the actress took part in a real-life drama in which the accused man visited Miss Lamarr's home while two detectives hid on the premises. The 52-year-old actress has been married 6 times. The price of hot late lunches in city school cafeterias this fall will be up 3 to 5 cents. The Board of Education has also announced milk not purchased with a lunch will cost an additional penny, and soup will cost 2 cents more per bowl. Jefferson County Fiscal Court has announced the appointment of James W. Cook to fill the expired term of Mrs. Dan C. Bick on the Convention Center Operating Company Board. Cook is the president of a local auto firm. The Kentucky Master Bakers Association closed its meeting in Lexington today with an election of officers, the presidency going to Ivan Patterson of Louisville. Another Louisvillian, Theodore Heitzman, was chosen first vice president, while the second vice presidency was captured by William Riley of Bowling Green.
Current Kentuckiana weather.
For Shepherdsville and Louisville, partly cloudy and a little warmer this afternoon and tonight. Mostly sunny and mild tomorrow. High today and tomorrow 85, low tonight 60. Outlook for Thursday, mostly sunny and mild. The precipitation probability is 5% this afternoon, 10% tonight, and 20% tomorrow. WAKY street level temperature 80. That's 80 degrees.
News Watch, award-winning news from WAKY.